This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Robbie Seals, Director of the Grading Division with USDA AMS Cotton and Tobacco Programs. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Overall, the quality compared pretty close to the previous year's crop, but we had a lot of change in regional areas throughout. We saw big improvements in the Mid-South and the Southeast, both in color grade, staple length, micronair, but in the Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas area, probably due to the drought conditions they went through this year, we saw a little lower quality out there, a shorter staple, not a high percentage of high-quality cotton, even though they still had quite a few middlings and higher, but not as high as they've had in recent years. Very little difference in the desert southwest. Arizona, New Mexico, California with the irrigated cotton, you just don't see much change from year to year. Maybe a little bit in the micronair in the Arizona area. Sometimes they'll have a little more high mic, and they had a little bit more this year, but it was really insignificant.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They were able to get in and get a lot of it out early before it had much weather on it. Even though the North Delta of the Mid-South actually did get some rain on the crop just about harvest time, but we got enough sunshine and wind, I guess, to allow them to get back in there and get it out before the cotton had gotten stained. I was really surprised that we had as many middling color grades in the North Delta as we did. But North Carolina and Virginia, they were really impacted by the hurricane that came through, and we saw a lot of lower color grades in that area, especially right after the hurricane. It seemed like maybe some of the later cotton that wasn't open at the time when the hurricane moved through, that cotton came on and had a lot of strict low and middling color grade. We thought we were going to get by with minimal damage to the cotton crop, but there was quite a bit open, but especially the northern area of North Carolina and Virginia, and we saw that impact the quality and the yields over there.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We looked at numerous samples, and I traveled around personally because when we set up our equation to calculate this leaf grade, it was based on 2 or 3 years crops, but crops change from year to year, and you'll see more pepper trash some years just due to the weather, or due to the defoliation process, or sticking the leaves on crops. So we continue to want to watch and observe to make sure that where we have set these boundaries to break our leaf grades from 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and all that, we still have that set according to our official standards that we grade by. And looking at this past crop, it looks like we've gone right on target.